from Toronto, and I believe they're on tour right now, so go check them out. And then I'll be playing their song Older Now, which is brand new. And then after that will be Sun-Dried Whales, who are from Hamilton, and I'll be playing their song Socks. So let's get into those two.
Down. I can't tell one from the other. Tell me something.
so next up is going to be like an absolute classic in my mind, and it's going to be Sorry You're Not a Winner by Enter Shikari. And I had the opportunity to see these guys and I didn't, and I regret it and I'm upset, but I'm hoping there'll be another chance soon. But anywho, after them will be Sad and Stoned by Barbecue Pope.
Thank you. Are you looking for smoking hot local singles in your area? Well, look no further. Tune in Thursdays at 11:30 for the Release Radar Rundown with great singles released by local Kingston artists, a program made possible in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and our friends at Modern City Taxi. We've got something for everyone with great music across genres made by musicians in our community. Join in the fun. Release Radar Rundown, Thursdays, 11:30 a.m., right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Something I love about finding like niche little bands is that they all have really fun names, like Sun-Dried Whales and Barbecue Pope. They're so interesting. So I wonder how they came up with that. I'd love to know. But the next band also has an interesting name, Neon Ghost House. They're from Ottawa, and I'll be playing their song Ice Cream. And when I heard like the first line of this, I fell in love with the lead singer's voice. There's just something about it. It's really good, so I hope you guys like it. And then after them will be a new song called Trying My Best by Jade Green. Let's get into it.
As much as I can. We'll be right back. catch up to you.
Alrighty, so up next are going to be two really, really great songs. And obviously everything I play is a great song. I'm aware, I know. But these songs, just like, they have a place in my heart. They're so good and I just love them. But the first one is going to be by Taking Back Sunday. And then the next one is going to be by Angels and Airwaves. And mind you, Angels and Airwaves is a side project of Tom DeLonge, my king. But I was thinking about it the other day, and I should really do an episode that's like purely focused on side gigs of Blink-182 members, because there's so many, and I don't know if they were all like formed during their little like breakup time, but there's like Plus 44, Boxcar Racer, Angels and Airwaves, and there's probably more that like I don't even know about that just like didn't really make it as big as these ones. But I just love Tom DeLonge. And I love his voice. And I will follow that man to any band he goes to. I don't care that he's a little bit, you know, odd and like seriously hardcore believes that aliens exist. But, you know, if he wanted me to, I would believe it as well. I just love him. He is perfect to me, okay? So no one say anything. No one hate on him. But anywho, the first song is going to be You're So Last Summer by Taking Back Sunday, and then after that will be The Adventure by Angels and Airwaves. Let's get into it.
She said, "Oh! Liar.
Kingston, the annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there!
Okay, guys, I hope that we are all not just surviving in these last couple of weeks, but we're thriving, because I'm really trying to, and I hope that you guys are as well. But like, we're coming down to the end of the semester here, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared. Like, what do you mean next week is the last week of classes? Awesome, but I have so much work that I still have to do. Great, I'm really excited, so I can't wait for that, but I hope everyone is just doing as best as they can. I'll say that. But anywho, let's get back to the important matters. Up next is going to be Linoleum by NoFX, and then after that, a personal fave, The Anthem by Good Charlotte. Okay, you guys. So next up is going to be a band that I have actually seen live, and they're called Bowling for Soup. They're so fun to watch, and I love, love, love that they play the Phineas and Ferb theme song at their concerts. I saw them at a festival when I was alone, but it was so much fun. I actually had the best time ever. They're so entertaining to watch, and they're actually really, really good live too. So I really recommend, if you guys get the chance to go see them, go see them. It's so much fun. But I'll be playing their song Girl All the Bad Guys Want, and then after that, I will be playing a little cover of the song Somebody That I Used to Know. I don't know if this resonates with anyone, but there was an era of time where bands were doing something called Punk Goes Pop, and it is truly life-changing, you guys. You all need to listen to Punk Goes Pop. They're such good covers. Like, actually, I love all of them. My favorite one is Last Friday Night by Woe Is Me, but I can't play that on here. But actually, like, I get so excited when I hear it. It's so good. Oh my God. Even my friends who like don't even really like heavier music really love this one. So I highly recommend it. But the one I'll be playing today is Somebody That I Used to Know by Mayday Parade, featuring my favorite of all time, Vic Fuentes. I love him. My heart, my soul, my king, my everything. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. That was love and it's an ache I still remember. You can get addicted to a certain kind of sadness, resignation till the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. But I'll admit that I was glad that it was over.
Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simar Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simar Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
So, speaking of Vic Fuentes, I actually got my sister into Pierce the Veil a little bit, kind of. I think she likes one song, maybe two. I don't know. We'll see. But I got her into it last summer. I don't know. But I got her into it so much so that when I went to their concert, she asked me to get her merch. So shout out to you, Linz. I hope you liked that last one. We'll see. It's pretty tame compared to like some Pierce the Veil songs, I guess. But whatever. Unfortunately, it is that time of the episode where I play my last two songs. I know it's really, really heartbreaking, and I'm sorry, you guys, but I will be back next week, so don't get too scared. But we are coming to the end of the semester, and I probably won't be airing over the summer, so that'll be a little bit sad, but it's okay. It's okay. But the last two songs have something in common, and that is that they have multiple members that are the same. Similarly to Blink, Rage Against the Machine, also known as my favorite band ever, has many side gigs because they've also kind of like broken up and gotten back together, like stopped touring and then started retouring. And I think like during that time, like some of the other band members, especially like Tom Morello and Tim Comerford, kind of branched out and did their own things. And this one of the bands, Audio Slave, has Chris Cornell as lead singer. And rest in peace to that beautiful and talented man. I mean, his voice is like so unreal. Even like my mom loves him. Everyone loves him. Like, why wouldn't you love him? He's amazing. But these two bands that I'm going to play are one, Audio Slave, and then the other one is going to be Prophets of Rage, who I believe has members from Cypress Hill, which Rage Against the Machine has one of my favorite covers ever of How I Could Just Kill a Man. That is originally by Cypress Hill, but they did a really, really great cover of it. And I do love the original as well. I love both. But yeah, the cover's awesome. But I love Tom Morello, which is why I like these bands. But I also love Tim Comerford. That man is insane on the bass. And like, I think he is truly like my bass idol and inspiration. I don't really play like much anymore just because I don't have a lot of time. But like when I was first getting into it and like first really wanting to learn how to play, like he was the one that I would watch like on YouTube and stuff. Like I just like, I vividly remember there's one video of him like being interviewed about like his bass style and stuff and about everything about him, and like he's just shredding in the background and like, oh my god, it's unreal. Like I know a lot of people say Flea is like the best bassist ever, but I think in my mind it's always gonna be Tim Comerford. And also there's that video of him like at MTV whatever, like climbing up onto some tree or whatever, but anywho. I love him. I'm in awe thinking about it. But anywho, the last two songs are going to be Show Me How to Live by Audio Slave and Living on the 110 by Prophets of Rage. Alrighty, I hope everyone has had an amazing week, and I hope you have a great rest of your week as well. And I will see you all next week. Bye!
hypocrisy. This is the reality. Hope and pray, hope and pray, hope and pray. You better hope and pray, hope and pray, hope and pray, hope and pray. It might be you someday.
As-tu déjà eu l'impression de marcher sur de la glace mince dans ta relation ? As-tu déjà eu l'impression d'être éclipsé par ton partenaire et mis de côté ? Ou connais-tu quelqu'un qui a vécu cette situation ? Ces sentiments sont plus courants que tu ne le penses. Femme Avertie est une organisation basée à Montréal qui cherche à soutenir toute personne potentiellement dans une relation toxique. Si tu as des questions sur ta relation, appelle-nous au 514-489-1110.
On est là pour t'écouter et discuter de ce qui se passe dans ta relation. Marcher sur de la glace mince peut ressembler à garder le silence pour maintenir la paix, à s'inquiéter des réactions de ton partenaire, à ressentir un stress constant autour de ton ou ta partenaire, à vivre des montagnes russes émotionnelles ou à être émotionnellement épuisé. Ce sont toutes des choses que tu devrais exprimer avec des personnes bien informées et qui te soutiennent. Et c'est ce qu'on fait à Femmes Averties. On priorise toujours ta sécurité et on peut t'orienter vers des ressources.
Encore une fois, ce numéro est le 514-489-1110.
On offre également des séances de groupe et des services de soutien personnalisés. Femmes Averties, par des survivantes, pour des survivantes.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Vayner's with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Vayner's with Claire. Go stream Vayner's with Claire. Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Mississippi Queen! And when I listen to a really good song, I start nodding my head like I'm singing yes to every beat.
Yes, 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 this rocks!
And then sometimes I switch it up like
no! No! Don't stop a rocking!
Every Friday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Can't possibly find it funny anymore. It's been years. Let it go.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's retro radio show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC